It's the sound of tung with a bop onto SER. It's about 20 past 11. And do you watch A-League? Or is football a foreign language to you as it is to me? Well, regardless of your answer, you may end up watching some of the upcoming season because the A-League has a strange new high-profile player potentially. The Central Coast Mariners have announced that Usain Bolt, one of the all-time great sprinters, if not, you know, the greatest sprinter, will have a six-week trial with the team and may play for them next season. The decision to court Bolt to the A-League has naturally provoked skepticism and mockery from many corners who see it as a novelty stunt undermining the league's integrity. Joining me to discuss the potential Bolt signing is senior editor of the Daily Football Show, Hugh Shootmaker, here on 2SER. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Sam. How are you?
I'm very good. So how likely is Usain Bolt to actually end up getting a contract with the Mariners?
Well, yeah, that's the big money question, I guess. Yeah, so it kind of snowballed out of nowhere, the fact that, you know, like last week this story broke that, you know, there's interest in Bolt from the Mariners there, and then it's, you know, like so quickly it's evolved into him now trialing with the club. So, you know, if he was to get a contract with an A-League club, I'd say the Mariners would be the most likely one. However, I'm kind of skeptical as to how serious he is about like making this whole football transition type thing.
So before we delve into the sort of novelty and celebrity part of it, we know he can run very fast. Does he have any talent for football?
Well, it's something he's certainly tried, you know, like he's been, he's expressed his desire to want to make a transition into football for a long time there. He's played a string of charity matches. So there's one that was definitely, he played in the World 11 side, I think. And then he's also trialed in Borussia Dortmund, which obviously like one of the bigger clubs in Europe over there. He's had a trial with them and a trial in Norway with a club there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he does have, you know, he's had experience, he's had some level of experience in football. However, there is, you know, there was some doubt at the time that Dortmund brought him in for the trial because they're both sponsored by Puma. So, you know, there's obviously some marketing crossover and stuff there.
And what are your personal thoughts on the deal, quite apart from whether it's going to happen or not?
You know, the Mariners, the Central Coast Mariners, they do need something like that. You know, they've tried it before. They brought in Luis Garcia, who was an ex-Liverpool striker, to try and boost their attendance, you know, try and, you know, gain some excitement around the club because they've finished bottom the last, you know, couple seasons and stuff. So they need something to kind of pique some interest out there. Yeah, you know, it's hard because it's hard to see it as much more than a marketing thing outside of that, though, much more than a gimmick because, you know, he's not a professional footballer and he's not a local talent or anything like that. So he's just giving up a spot on the roster to someone to bring in solely, who would just bring in fans.
And on the other side of the page, I suppose, what is Usain Bolt's incentive for doing something like this?
Well, yeah, he couldn't be money, you know. I imagine he wouldn't need money or anything like that. So, yeah, it must just, you know, purely probably down to wanting to test himself test himself athletically at another high level. Like he mentioned years ago that he wanted to play for Manchester United or something like that. You know, like really get into the highest levels of football. So I think he's just the type of athlete that has that type of drive. You know, like you see with a lot of, you know, any type of athlete who wants to cross over, like CM Punk going into UFC or something like that. You know, they just want to test themselves in another dimension.
And do you worry that, like, with this sort of deal, as you said, it's sort of like a marketing move? Does it make the league sort of, you know, more of a laughing stock or like kind of lower its reputation?
Yeah, well, yeah, if he came in and, like, scored a bunch of goals, it's hard to say. If he just came in and made Australian defenders look bad, then it might. But, he's not a professional footballer. So, yeah, you know, like, is it kind of, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, I definitely agree. It's kind of, like, not really at the highest level to go out and, you know, like, try so hard to bring in this guy who's not a footballer.
And if we don't see Usain Bolt joining the Mariners, what kind of other options do they have in terms of like trying to, you know, bring it back?
The Mariners themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they've brought a new coach in this season. It's tough for them because like they always seem to be going through transition periods. So they had the Paul Ocon era, which lasted for so long. He was such a dedicated coach. but it didn't really work out for them. And, you know, they're rebuilding from the bottom at the moment. So it's interesting. They've, you know, like Mark Rudin was a coach who took over at Wellington Phoenix recently. And the type of signings he made, like they brought in Stephen Taylor, who was an ex-Newcastle FC player. And that seems like a much more sensible signing than, you know, Central Coast trying to bring in Usain Bolt, you know, like, yeah.
And outside of the Mariners and sort of for the A-League in general, you know, if he doesn't sign, you know, what do they need a marquee as well? Because there hasn't been a big name since, you know, Alessandro Del Piero and Shinji Ono.
Yep. Yeah, no, exactly right. That's the, it's one of the key ways that the A-League's going to grow is bringing names that people do recognize for sure. That's why Del Piero was so successful. And like, so in a way, you know, there was, for when Usain Bolt was doing his training when he was trialing in Germany, it was something like, over 1,000 people turned out to watch his training session alone. And that's just a training session. So, you know, it would translate into people coming to the games. But yeah, the A-League, I think, you know, in terms of the long, you know, it'd be better in the long term if they focused on developing, you know, like younger Australian talent and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Big marketing gimmicks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us to share your thoughts with us this morning.
No, thank you very much for having me there, Sam. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Absolutely. You too. And that was Hugh Shootmaker, senior editor of the Daily Football Show.